From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, fascinating algorithms. I'm Mike Peskitz, Wednesday, July 9th, 2008, joined here by Dan Pashman.
Hey, Mike.
On the blog, we blog. So it's one of those noun-verb things.
Yeah.
And your post yesterday, I thought, was just, I admired the heck out of it.
Oh, thank you.
Because everyone in the world is passing around this YouTube video of that guy, Matt, dancing. And my brother-in-law, who is the second most... The second least, what do you call it when someone's touchy-feely, nostalgic, or soft-hearted person,
right,
sent it around and said, this is so warm and touching, and your blog post said what?
I'm suspicious about this video. I don't think this guy really went to all these places around the world and danced with these Maori tribesmen or whoever's in the video. I just think that it looks like he's in front of a green screen. I mean, maybe he went to Chicago.
All right.
But the more remote locations, to me, look staged.
And this is why we have blogs for people to write their crazy. And I called it a conspiracy theory, but you explained it's not a conspiracy theory.
No, it's not a conspiracy when one guy stands in front of a green screen. Then it's just a fake.
No, but I think the conspiracy is for everyone sending it around. What kind of reaction have you been getting for your non-conspiracy theory?
It's run the gamut, Mike. Not everyone is against me, I'll have you know. A couple of people thought that I was very cold-hearted to squash this guy's message of world unity and love. But other people either thought that it was not that touching or at all. Some people thought that maybe it looked a little bit suspicious.
Yeah. Cue Elvis, Suspicious Minds. Thank you, Dan.
Sure.
I enjoyed that posting. I hope you will enjoy what's coming up on the show. The Senate, for instance, debating FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. One activist has made the issue his cause. We'll hear from him in a bit. Do athletes see their goals as large? Is that why they're so good? A new study says yes. And years ago, perhaps some cheating happened in a college football game. Years later, the two guys who were maybe involved in some cheating, not really cheating, but a little subterfuge, they met, they figured it out. We're bringing you that story. We will get today's headlines in just a minute, but first... Iran fires a shot across the bow. Iranian state TV today broadcast footage of 9 ballistic missiles being test-fired during war games that Iranian officials say are in response to U.S. and Israeli threats. The BBC's John Lane is in Tehran.
Iranian state television showed the missile tests from a remote desert site. A Revolutionary Guards commander said the missiles were ready for shooting at any place, any time.
The weapons include a Shahab 3 missile, which has a range of 1,200 miles, meaning it could reach Israel. The exercises were conducted in the Strait of Hormuz, a strategic waterway that carries about 40% of the world's oil. The Bush administration responded swiftly to the missile tests. A spokesman said, quote, "The Iranians should stop the development of ballistic missiles, which could be used as a delivery vehicle for a potential nuclear weapon, immediately." But a commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard tells state TV the war game should, quote, "demonstrate our resolve and might against enemies who in recent weeks have threatened Iran with harsh language." What recent events is he talking about? NPR's Ivan Watson explains.
Tensions have escalated between Tehran and Washington amid reports that America's close ally, Israel, conducted military exercises last month to train for a possible attack against Iran. At issue is Iran's nuclear program. Tehran insists it is developing nuclear power for peaceful energy needs. Western governments fear the Iranians are trying to build a nuclear bomb.
Iran's nuclear program was top of mind yesterday when U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice announced an agreement with the Czech Republic that will place a radar system there to warn of incoming missiles.
We all face the threat from states like Iran that continue to pursue missiles of ever longer range, and we must be in a position to respond.
Today's missile test comes at a time when Iranian officials have been alternating between friendly and confrontational statements towards the U.S. and Israel. Just yesterday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, quote, "I assure you that there won't be any war in the future." But also yesterday, an influential cleric was singing a different tune. He said, quote, "In the event of an attack, Tehran would retaliate. The first targets would be the Israeli city of Tel Aviv and U.S. shipping in the Persian Gulf." You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.